This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats say public impeachment hearings will start next week on President Trump. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a major new phase in the probe, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff announcing three State Department officials will testify in open sessions, allowing the public to learn what's been happening.
The most important facts are largely not contested.
Career state official George Kent, former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Ivanovich, and successor William Taylor will testify Wednesday and Friday. All three have been interviewed behind closed doors, with Ivanovich telling investigators she'd been told to watch her back before the president abruptly ousted her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iranian media video this week purports to show equipment upgrades at some of the country's nuclear facilities. It may further erode Iran's deal with world powers and come as the U.S. slapped new sanctions on individuals linked to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts an embargo on the sale of key fighter jet, the F-35. The warning comes ahead of next week's planned meeting between Erdogan and U.S. President Trump. This is VOA News. The CEO for American Airlines says that they are feeling more confident in that the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets will soon be approved to fly again. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Boeing expects U.S. safety regulators to approve the plane's return to service by the end of the year. And CEO Doug Parker says that sounds like a reasonable estimate based on conversations with regulators. Parker says when the MAX is allowed to fly, we will be ready. And to match that optimism, American is already selling flights on MAX jets as early as January 15th. Those planes have been grounded worldwide after two crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Two Iraqi protesters were reportedly killed overnight in renewed street clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. In Baghdad, Iraqi security forces fired live bullets into the air to disperse demonstrators gathered on a bridge in central Baghdad. Two former employees of Twitter and a third man from Saudi Arabia face U.S. charges of spying for the kingdom by digging up private user data and giving it to Saudi officials in exchange for a payment. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
That's according to a complaint filed in San Francisco by the U.S. Justice Department, which said they have also charged a third man from Saudi Arabia who worked for the Saudi royal family. The Washington Post, citing court papers, reported that one of those implicated in the scheme is an associate of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials concluded likely ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last year. According to the complaint, one of the former Twitter employees repeatedly accessed the account of a prominent critic of the Saudi royal family in early 2015, and was able to view the email address and telephone number associated with that account.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador reiterated his opposition Wednesday to a suggestion from U.S. President Trump that Mexico wage war against its drug cartels after suspected gang members massacred 9 U.S. women and children in the northern part of the country. López Obrador said at his weekly news conference that his administration was moving forward with his promise to address the underlying causes of violence in Mexico with social programs. The drug cartel members suspected of being responsible for the massacre may have mistaken the victims' SUVs for those of a rival drug gang. That is the explanation provided by Mexican officials. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.